Hi, this is Dr. Joyce Starr. Welcome to Rights Radio and RightsRadio.com, brought to you by StarPublications.com and StarPublishing.com. Let's start with two R's. Our topic today is condo mold above, below, and everywhere. I turned off the shower, but the water kept dripping. How could that be? It was a new shower head, tightly installed. I looked up. To my horror, the ceiling looked like a cow's udder, a big sack of water threatening to explode. I envisioned sackfuls of water pouring into my bathroom and possibly to the units below. Although this happened on a Sunday, I called the building engineer, who, to his great credit, arrived within 45 minutes. He pricked the sack and out flowed a gallon of water. I asked him to cut away the sack, a thin layer of paint, so that we could determine the cause. To my shock and horror, a circular area of the ceiling was covered with black mold. He soon learned that the upstairs neighbor had cracks in her shower pan, which damaged a pipe in that pan and thus led to the leaks and mold. Lesson 1. Check your shower pan for cracks. Lesson 2. If your ceiling is leaking, even tiny drops of water, don't ignore it. It wasn't the first time we discovered mold in my unit. 3 years earlier, a pipe burst behind one kitchen wall, and on another occasion, the boiler backed up on the roof. Water sprayed from my kitchen ceiling, showering the walls. The cracked shower pan and mold were my neighbor's responsibility, and she quickly agreed to pay for remediation. But a burst pipe or backed up boiler is the condo's responsibility. Here's the rub. The condo is only responsible for outer drywalls, which they eventually replaced. But inside walls, those pesky walls holding up your kitchen cabinets, well, they're your responsibility if you live in a condo. The condo insurance representative assured me that my kitchen walls were dry and there was no mold. I insisted he was wrong. I could smell and sense the mold. It was a standoff. My insurance company also sent an adjuster who determined that there was no lasting water damage and thus no mold. The only way to get to the truth was to remove the cabinets. But it was physically impossible to remove just one cabinet. All had to be replaced or none. It was a difficult decision and process. The insurance company wouldn't pay to remove the cabinets unless their adjuster determined that there was mold behind them. I finally removed the cabinets at my own expense. How do I describe the wall-to-wall canvas of black mold that emerged? The engineer and property manager were shocked. Consider, the mold wasn't sticking around my apartment. It also threatened units above and below. Within 2 days, the same condo insurance fellow returned. He was visibly embarrassed, but said little. So much for those humidity testers insurance adjusters carry around in their pockets. After several calls and emails, my insurance company agreed to reopen my case. They sent a new adjuster, and he too was taken aback by the mold. I'm convinced that my health was protected by 4 Dollar Tree plants that remained in the kitchen throughout this 3-year period. Whenever I tried to move them to a sunnier area in the living room, they looked sad and wilted. Now, why would plants prefer a windowless kitchen? It was beyond me, but that's where they finally remained. While they hardly grew, once the mold was removed, the plants sprouted to twice their size. If only plants could speak. Lesson 3. Don't believe what insurance adjusters tell you. If you think you might have mold behind your kitchen walls, remove a cabinet or two to find out, if possible. Your health and life could depend on it. Lesson 4. Be prepared for a very long and trying ordeal. I suffered from mold in the kitchen for 3 years because the adjusters didn't do their job. Or perhaps they did their job, meaning they found a way not to pay. Lesson 5. If you're suffering from mold, surround yourself with plants. Lesson 6. Listen to your plants when everyone tells you there's no mold. This is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.